Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to the Iron Men and Women of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federations. I'm one of your hosts, Bill Sias, the Vice President of the ADFPF.
And I'm Mike Stagg, President of the ADFPF.
This is the official ADFPF radio show where you can get information about our organization as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF. We're also on Instagram at instagram.com/ADFPF. You can also check us out on the website at ADFPF.net. Well, Mike, we're back from Scotland. It was unfortunate we couldn't do the podcast from Scotland, but my flight arrangements got in the way. What do you say we go through Team USA results lifter by lifter?
That sounds good, Bill. Let's get started.
All right. So first up, I'm going to go by weight classes. And the first person up is Whitney Piper. She was in the 55.5 weight class. She is a T3, 18 years old. She weighed in at 54.4 kilos, squatted 65, benched 45, deadlifted 95, all kilos, of course, with a total of 205. I saw her squat. They looked great. Her bench press was the same. She had a little trouble on deadlift, but managed to pull it out in the end. Did you get to see any of her lifts, Mike?
Really, the only lift of Whitney's that I really got a chance to look at, because I was on the other platform competing at the time, but I did see her deadlifts, and mainly her last one. I saw that she had some trouble with her first two and kind of had her back up against the wall, and to be honest, you could see that she was nervous and needed her third deadlift, and you know, me along with several other competitors were encouraging her, and honestly, she went out there and just stood up with it on the third attempt. So I'm not sure if maybe butterflies got her on the first two attempts or what, but she sure didn't have any problem with the weight on the third attempt.
No, she looked great. I was really proud of her. In the women's 63-kilo weight class, we have Deborah Haston. She's an M5, weighed in at 61.6 kilograms, squatted 72.5, bench pressed 57.5, deadlifted 115, and a total of 245. I was reffing on the other platform when Deborah was lifting, so I missed all of her lifts. Did you see anything, Mike? I know you were warming up at the time.
Yeah, I saw some of her lifts as, you know, between my warm-up sets and, you know, just trying to come out and encourage. From what I saw from Deborah, this was her first international competition, and it really was not – this competition was not very far removed from her last competition, actually. And if I'm not mistaken, I think she pretty much equaled all of the same lifts she had just a couple of months ago in her last meet. So a good solid performance that basically was just a repeat of her last meet, but she did it in a tougher venue with international judges.
Yep. I managed to see a few videos of her lifts after the fact, and it looked like she was having a good day. In fact, we talked later, and she seemed pretty happy with everything. Next lifter up from Saturday is in the 75-kilo weight class is Robert Herbst. He was an M5 and weighed in, I believe he weighed in at 73 kilos even. He had a rough day. He's got some injuries that have been nagging him for a long time. and he was having difficulty with his squat. Altogether, it was a pretty rough day for him. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly when it was. I know that Robert has had shoulder surgery in the not too distant past, but you know, he's come back strong just to qualify to be able to get there, and he just, you know, he was just having some troubles with getting his depth and finding his groove on the squat. The strength was obviously there, but he just couldn't quite get a squat depth to make all three judges happy, and as a result, he didn't get a squat on the board. But I'm sure that he's training hard, and it sounded like he had every intention of coming back to nationals and getting qualified again next year. So he actually, you know, considering he had a rough day, he took it really well, and he was there on Sunday supporting all of his teammates. So he was a real asset on Sunday.
Awesome. That's what we're looking for. Next on Saturday, and also in the 75 kilo weight class, we've got you, Mike. You weighed in at 74.5 kilos. You're a brand new Master 3 lifter. You squatted 165 kilos, benched 142.5, deadlifted 200, and with a total of 507.5 kilos. The squat, the bench, and the total were all American records. Congratulations, Mike.
Thanks. I wish that maybe I would have weighed in about 72.5 kilos. I would have fared just a touch better. But I placed second in the master's class to a gentleman from Ireland. I really felt like I had a better day in squats, I think I would have had a much better chance of winning. You know, ultimately we tied, and he won it by virtue of being having the lighter weight during the weigh-ins. Again, I kind of had a little bit of the Robert Hurst problem in that I couldn't seem to find my squat groove either on the day. And I did get my opener in, but lost my balance on my second squat. And on the third one, I got it, and it felt good. I just didn't quite have the depth. And I think even in warm-ups, Bill, when I was warming up, you told me that my depth didn't look like it normally does, and my squats sure didn't feel like they normally did, but that's okay. I still finished good, and like you said, had some American records, so I did all right.
Yep. It was a rough day for you, but you pulled it out, and three new American records. There's no shame in that at all. You were quite a sportsman when it came to congratulating the Irish gentleman, though, as well. So I think you represented Team USA extremely well. Our last Saturday lifter in the 75-kilo weight class, lifting equipped, is Mike Callahan. He's an M1, weighed in at 73.9 kilos. He squatted 192.5, bench pressed 125, deadlifted 192.5. And with a total of 510. I didn't get a chance to see him because I was, again, roughing on the opposite platform at the time. Did you see him?
I saw a little bit. Again, he was the flight right before me, so most of my time was in the warm-ups. I caught a couple of his lifts, but he definitely had a solid day. I think he went there, and he – I think his performance was where he wanted to be, and he seemed pleased with his performance. He came in ready to go, and overall looked like he had a pretty good day, and he at least met his own expectations for the day.
Awesome. What more can you ask for? Well, that wraps up Saturday. I had, as you know, I had to leave Sunday morning, so let's go through the Sunday lifters. And most of the commentary is going to have to be on your side because I didn't see any of this. Starting out in the 90, well, let's do unequipped first. In the 100-kilo raw was Ben Model. He's an open-class lifter, weighed in at 97.6 kilos, squatted 217.5, benched 162.5, deadlifted 305 with a total of 685.
Yeah, so you mentioned just a few minutes ago at the conclusion of talking about Mike Callahan, you know, what more could you ask for? So what I'm going to say is what more you could ask for was the lifting that occurred on Sunday. As we go through this, you're going to find that the Sunday lifters, they really had a good day overall. Saturday, as we just went through, it seemed like we all had a little bit of a struggle. You know, Whitney struggled to get her deadlift in. I struggled with my squats. Robert had his issues, but that seemed to go away with our Sunday guys. So looking at Ben placed fourth place overall, which was, boy, really good. If you saw the 100-kilo lifters, man, they put the numbers up. And when you think you know, Ben opened with, I believe his deadlift was 670 pounds or maybe 680, right around there. And he jumped to 705 on his second attempt. Had he got that second attempt, he would have placed himself in third place overall. He stood up with 705 two times. And two times he got turned down 2-1 with red lights. When he stood up with it, he had the power. But what I believe happens a lot with Ben, and he's been working to clean this up, but the weight he pulls is just so heavy, he gets a lot of whipping on the bar when he pulls it. You know, the bar flexes, and a lot of times as he's coming up in that bar kind of flexing, it appears like he has just maybe just a little bit of a hitch as he gets towards the top. And I believe that's what they got called on. When you go back and look at his videos, it looks like he had just a very slight knee rebend on the right side. His knee kind of locked and unlocked and then locked again. And I believe that's what they called, but there was no question he had the strength for it. And, you know, I'm sure he'll clean that up just a little bit, and you'll have a completely different story then. His squats were strong. Again, he only really, I believe, got one squat on the board, but his squats were good, just depth to make the judges happy. And he went 3-for-3 on bench press, so you really can't complain about that.
No, that sounds great. Last unequipped or last raw lifter in the 125 kilo weight class is Steve Welch. He's a Masters 1, weighed in 112.6 kilos. He squatted 252.5, which was an American record. He bench pressed 147.5, deadlifted 257.5 with a total of 657.5.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what to say about Steve. You know, how many times I've lifted since I was 14 years old. So that means I've lifted something like 35 years of my life. And in all that time, I don't know how many meets I've probably done, probably over 100. And I've only had one time that I ever went 9-for-9. And Steve did that on Saturday. He got every lift on the day, and he got every lift strong to boot, and he did that with some of the toughest judging you're going to get in front of with international competition. So he just looked great all day. I don't know what else to say about it other than he should have put more weight on the bar. I mean, but he looked good, and you know, Steve's kind of funny when you see him at a meet. He always seems kind of stressed. You can tell that he really gets into it. And it seems like every time, regardless of what kind of meet he has, he always seems like he's kind of on edge a little bit. And I didn't see that Sunday. He was relaxed and just looked like he was in cruise control all day long. So he really had a great day.
Awesome. Awesome. Now we're over into the equipped lifters. 90-kilo weight class. Weighing in at 89 kilos is David Mansfield. He's a Master 7 lifter. He squatted 205, which is American record. Bench pressed 97.5, another American record. Deadlifted 215, again an American record. And with a total of 517.5, also an American record.
Yeah, so again, if I'm not mistaken, I think you're looking at the results. I believe Dave also went 9 for 9 on the day. Is that correct?
It could be. I'm looking at the spreadsheet I modified from the results.
Yeah, but
So
okay, so I'm pretty sure he went 9 for 9. He maybe he missed his third bench press, but I don't even think he missed that. But you know, Dave goes to international competitions just very frequently, so he's a very experienced lifter, very smooth in what he does. And when he went out there, you know, for his age and weight, he's just a very, very dominant lifter. I mean, it's really going to be tough for someone in his class to beat him, especially with the day he had. His squats looked really good. He picked his weights really perfect. He got his last squat, didn't look like he had a whole lot left in it. And when we got to deadlifts and he did his third deadlift, I can promise you he didn't have any more in him that day, because when he pulled that off the ground, it was one of those lifts where as soon as he pulls it, nothing really happens, and then the bar slowly leaves the ground, and you're kind of expecting that it's going to go up a few inches and that's that. Well, it just kept going, and it kept going all the way to lockout. You know, I couldn't believe it. It was super slow all the way up, but he never hitched, smooth all the way to lockout. It was really an impressive lift. One of for all of the lifts that I saw by the American lifters all over the 2 days, I would say Dave's last deadlift was probably the most impressive effort that I saw in those 2 days.
That's awesome. The other thing I want to point out, I did say that he's a Master 7 lifter, but just so everybody knows, that means that he's over 70 years old.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just, you just don't see lifters in that age group have the kind of performance that Dave has just every time he competes. And again, he's just, you know, all the lifters we had are really good together. They're all good teammates, but Dave is also our international relations guy. And he really does just a good job of helping with the rest of the team. And I think really does a great job in representing our federation on the global stage. And like I said, he goes to virtually every international competition. So he's definitely a fan favorite among the other lifters. Everybody knows him and they're all cheering for him too.
Yeah. He and I sat in, we were doing the weigh-ins in the morning with a couple other guys, and Dave jumped on the scale at one point just to see if he was on track, and he was 2 kilos over and didn't seem too concerned about that. I would have been a little panicked, and he ended up coming in 1 kilo under, so he obviously knows how to deal with his body weight as well. Pretty much an all-around great lifter and a mentor to all of us. Last up,
sure,
is Roger Horn in the 110-kilo class, equipped, weighed in at 106.5. He's a Master 6 lifter. He squatted 182.5, bench pressed 130, deadlifted 192, and with a total of 505 kilos.
Yep, Roger had, you know, honestly, I don't know exactly what Roger's goals were for the day, but I believe he achieved what he set out to do. Roger's kind of, you know, he's another one that's just a really good guy to be around. He's very, very positive guy to sit with. Always has something good to say about everybody. And he's just a very even keeled guy. He doesn't get rattled. You know, he doesn't get really fired up. He doesn't get upset when something doesn't go his way. He just goes out there and does his thing and does it pretty well. Like I believe his first squat, if I'm not mistaken, he got turned down for, I think it was red lights. I can't remember if he actually came up with it, or I know he was kind of rushed on time, and he came off, you know, and I'm expecting to have to talk to him and help get him focused. And he just acted like it was no big deal. He's like, yeah, I'll get it on this next one. And he did. He just walked out like it was no big deal and did it on the second one. So really had a great attitude. And I believe, I know on his deadlifts as I was watching those, I think he was really pleased with where he ended up in deadlift. If I'm not mistaken, I think he got his last deadlift, which has been a goal for his for a while, if I'm not mistaken. And he pulled that previously this year, but it was turned down for hitching. And I believe he actually got that this time. So at the end of the day, he seemed like he was pleased with everything that happened. And certainly, again, he's another great asset to have on our team.
Yep, agreed. Well, that's the entire Team USA. The other guy I want to talk about just for a minute, I really want to thank Willie Brown. He took really good care of us while we were there. I had a good meal with him, and he transported us around a little bit, and I was delighted to have met him. He's an interesting character. I posted a picture on Facebook of the two hooligans that I had lunch with, you and he. Made a lot of new friends out of a lot of the European referees. So I had a great time despite the fact that I had to exit a day early.
Yeah, so not only is Willie a great guy to be around and hang out with, and, you know, really just he's friends with everybody, but he also went out the next day, I think, and squatted 680 pounds for a new world record for 90 kilos. So,
in addition, he spent most of the day before loading.
Right. I mean, it's just incredible what he did. And you know, I'm not sure if everyone realizes this or if they even know necessarily who Willie is, but not only did he squat that, he did that after having a bout with the flu the week before. So he really shouldn't have been able to do that, but he did anyhow. And I was talking with him today, and he told me that, you know, yeah, but, you know, he's going to do 700 pounds next year when he feels good.
there's a great picture of him on Facebook, one of his deadlifts. I tried to find it again earlier to show some other people, but you'll be able to spot the picture because his right anterior delt looks like he has another pec. His anterior delt is huge in this picture, to the point where it looks like he's got either two biceps or an extra set of pecs.
Yeah, he was interesting. At the end of the day, as he got to his deadlifts, I think his bout with the flu was starting to catch up with him. It definitely looked like on his last couple deadlifts that he was getting towards the end of the gas tank there. But you know, but I know that he wanted that world record squat real bad, and so he definitely got what he did, what he came to do. And another thing, you know, just to I'd throw out there, since we got a few more minutes, just to give people kind of a flavor for what the meet was like in general. You know, we'll be host. We were awarded the world championships for single event that will be held in the Evansville area next June. So that was a very positive thing. And in our next podcast, we're going to talk about in detail the procedure for qualifying and getting onto the American team and what all's involved there. It's going to be a little bit more involved because we'll have so many American lifters qualifying because it's here. So we'll make sure everybody understands what that's about. But as far as just some of the things that people can kind of expect, the one thing that makes the international lifting kind of tough is you're going and you're competing against people from all over the world, but not just that, you're getting international judges from all over the world. And every country, you know, you kind of get the judges within a country are usually very consistent in how they call things. But when you start mixing the countries and different referees together, they don't always see things exactly the same way. So that can be a little bit of a challenge for a lifter. You know, you get used to lifting to the standards that, that your USA referees have, and then you get there and maybe the British referees, they like to see something just a little bit different, you know. And what I always see is a big difference in the lifters at the world versus national meets or anywhere else is at the world competitions, they you don't just have to get the lift, but if you really want to be solid and make sure you get three whites, you almost need to make it a pretty lift. You know, it has to be solid. I don't want to say perfect, but, you know, it needs to be what I call a pretty lift. And that really helps out. There was one other thing just to give the lifters sort of a flavor of the day. At the end of the day, there was a little bit of a controversy on the second day, and I happened to be one of the judges. Liam Curran, who ended up in the best lifter category for the equipped lifters, was doing his last deadlift of the day, and it was a big one. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was big, and he pulled it, and the lights came on, and they were two reds to one white, and then one of the reds flipped over to white, and so he walked off thinking he didn't have the lift. The table asked for clarification on what the lift was, and the side judge, one of the judges from France, had actually indicated that I'm not sure if she had accidentally pushed the red button and then corrected it to white, or if they hit the show button before she had actually made her selection. So she indicated that she had had a white light. The head judge seemed to take exception to that. He felt like that was changing the lift after the fact. She argued otherwise. So there was a little discussion that happened there, and like the rule book would expect and what should have happened, Wim, the president of the WDFPF, he just simply asked every judge to one more time display their result, and we displayed it. It was two whites and one red. So, you know, he got the lift. But, you know, it was really a good example of why lifters need to, you know, understand the rules and, you know, make sure they pay attention to the lights. And if you do get a red light or something, it's always a good idea to ask and make sure that you understand why. And don't just necessarily walk off, especially if you're not sure what you did wrong. But that's really all I got to add, Bill. So,
yeah, that's an interesting point because I spent a lot of time refereeing on day one, and the people who ask what they got a red light for consistently asked, and the people who didn't ask never asked. And I found that fascinating because I know I always ask. If I see a red, unless I know what I did, I want to hear what the referee has to say.
Well, I think it's especially important when lifters get two whites and one red. They usually walk off like, oh, no big deal, I got the lift anyhow. But it's usually a good idea to ask that ref, what was it you saw that you didn't like? Because it may have been something that's going to get caught on the very next lift by another referee. So it's always a good idea to clarify.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think we're out of time. If not, we're very close.
I think we can wrap it up and we'll have our next episode and we'll talk about the detailed qualification procedures for next June.
Excellent. That'll be an interesting conversation. Well, I'll talk to you certainly before then. I have nothing to add, so we would like to, if you have questions that you would like us to address with that, go to our web site, and on the contact page there is a contact section. Put your question there and shoot that off over to us, specifically related to qualifying for Worlds next June. And that's it. So until next week, I'm Bill Sias. Remember, the bar is loaded.
And I'm Mike Stagg. Stay strong. We'll talk to you next time.